morning, Billy.
Good morning, Mr. Wizard.
Billy, what happens when opposites attract?
The divorce rate goes up.
Billy, you have the intelligence of Einstein.
Gee, thanks.
Keeping in mind, of course, he's been dead for quite a few years now.
Oh.
I'm talking, of course, about magnetism, Billy.
Yeah.
That mysterious force that attracts metal to metal. Can you name a magnet that people use every day?
How about the compass?
You don't use a magnet to draw little circles, Billy.
No, I mean the compass.
Wise up, Billy. If you don't have an intelligent contribution, then just shut your trap.
Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an electromagnet works, Billy? Billy, if you don't speak up, you'll never learn anything.
How does an electromagnet work?
That's a pretty bonehead question, Billy.
I'm sorry.
It works by sending a current around a piece of metal to create positive and negative poles.
Uh-huh.
Here's a little electromagnet.
Wow.
Watch how it attracts the second hand on your watch.
Gene, it's making it run backwards.
Yes, and now we turn the electromagnet off.
Hey, my watch is still running backwards.
Well, you learned a good lesson, Billy.
Huh?
Never play with magnets around delicate timepieces with metal moving parts.
Swell.
Right over here, we have a very large electromagnet.
Wow.
This is the kind junkyards use to pick up cars.
Golly.
Billy, make sure you have nothing metal on your person.
Okay.
Belt buckle off. Watch. The clip on that pin. Any keys in your
pocket?
No,
don't have any in my pocket.
Good. Because you're totally non-magnetic now, the electromagnet will have absolutely no effect on you.
Golly.
Stand under it, Billy.
Okay.
And I'll turn it on. Say, Billy, when you gonna get those braces removed? Until next time, this is Mr. Wizard saying...
Turn it off!
Okay, Billy. So long!